You know, is the price worth it?
I think this is a very hard choice, but the price, we think the price is worth it.
The price is worth it. The Secretary of State of the leader of the free world answering a question, do you think killing 500,000 children in Iraq is a price worth paying for the gains made by America? Look who's talking. In the year 1756, a cultured American citizen strolled into a police station in the colony of Massachusetts, in what later would become the United States, and received what was due him, 180 pounds. The law was clear on this. 60 pounds for the scalp of a man from the original inhabitants of America, and 40 pounds for the scalp of a child under the age of 12, and he had brought two, and the same for the scalp of a woman. This was a good sum of money and would last him until his next hunting trip. Kill everyone over the age of 10. I want no prisoners. I wish you to kill and burn. The more you kill and burn, the better you will please me. General Jacob H. Smith. These words summarize the American philosophy of the liberation of Iraq. Excuse me, I meant the liberation of the Philippines. The United States announced that its goal was the Philippines' liberation from Spanish colonialism. The liberation continued, producing 34,000 civilian casualties and 200,000 who died because of cholera. We don't do body counts. Tommy Frank's response by the commander of the U.S. forces when he was asked by a reporter about the number of casualties in Afghanistan. The bag was heavy on her back, but there were only 100 meters left until she could cross the bridge and get to safety. The grip of her hand on her child's wrist was like iron handcuffs on a sugarcane stalk. She would not risk losing her among the dozens of children. All the refugee women around her had brought their children with them. A few more steps and she would reach safety. In the next moment, the sound of gunfire. And of 400 women and children on the Nogunri Bridge in Korea, none remained alive. This was one of the least bloody episodes of America's war on Korea, which was described by one American general, Anthony B. Herbert, in his book Soldier. A million men in less than 11 months of conflict have already gone, and it grows more savage every day. The war in Korea has destroyed a nation of 20 million people. I've seen as much blood and disaster as any living man, and it just curdled my stomach. Anthony B. Herbert. When the United States received knowledge that its bitter enemy would surrender at the end of the war, that was the worst possible news. The fun would end before it could test the new weapon, and they couldn't give this up. They had to be quick. Indeed, in the second week of August, the U.S. used the citizens of Hiroshima and Nagasaki as guinea pigs to test the new weapons. Two atomic bombs, leaving behind 200,000 killed, as well as genetic defects due to radiation for future generations. The Second World War finished with the United States victorious for the entire world against the powers of darkness. It became the leader of the free world, the beacon of democracy, and the sponsor of peace throughout the world. And it's caused the deaths of 20 million innocent people in 37 countries around the world since the end of the Second World War. But this was in the past. We're in a new era. Are we not? Do you see this young girl? She was killed in an American airstrike along with 14 other people. The strike targeted one of her relatives who was not present at this location. This girl, by the way, was American, but in the war on terror, who cares? Look at her face. Her name is Noir, and she won't be the last.